This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater was released from the hospital yesterday after a major injury during the team's game on Sunday. Bridgewater appeared unconscious after he fell and hit his head on the ground during the Broncos' loss to the Cincinnati Bengals in Denver. He was carted off the field and taken to the hospital. Team officials later said Bridgewater had movement in all of his extremities. It's unclear if he'll play in this week's game against the Las Vegas Raiders. There's controversy over a brake shoe trophy given to an assistant prosecutor in the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office. The gift came after a truck driver who lost his brakes on I-70 and killed four people was sentenced to 110 years in prison. The elected district attorney, Alexis King, said the trophy was made in poor taste. The trucker's sentencing has sparked national outcry at Colorado's mandatory minimum sentencing laws. Governor Jared Polis has appointed Republican businessman Ken Montera to serve as a regent of the University of Colorado for Southern Colorado. At a press conference announcing his appointment, Montera said the education he got at CU shaped his 30-year business career.
Probably as powerful as the classroom was outside of the classroom. I didn't realize how diverse this country was and how important that diversity was in education. The people that I met, the diversity of thought, the impact that they had in the way I thought, it was extremely significant in how I think today.
Montera replaces Chance Hill, who resigned his post in November. Last week's windstorm was particularly harsh for much of southern Colorado, and some Pueblo residents are still cleaning up the aftermath. Officials have now launched a citywide effort to clean up neighborhoods overwhelmed by what they're calling a tumbleweed invasion. The entire project is expected to last several days. This is CPR News and KRCC.